The Berkeley City Council held a special hearing earlier this week regarding the Berkeley Police Department's request to be armed with tasers. Advocates for the homeless, the disabled, the mentally ill joined Berkeley Cop Watch and San Francisco's Idris Stelly Foundation to speak against arming the Berkeley police with tasers. Officers from the Richmond and BART police departments also came to advocate for taser use. A team from Stanford's Criminal Justice Center then presented their research and said there's been very few statistically controlled, incredible studies to support conclusions about tasers' efficiency or danger. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Berkeley Cop Watch co-founder Andrea Pritchett about the hearing.
Andrea, could you describe the report that the Stanford researchers presented to the Berkeley City Council?
Yeah, this research team from Stanford did a really exhaustive literature survey, and they looked at all the studies and reports that are out there. They weeded out actually some amount of bias, you know, studies that were actually financed by Taser International. So they really did a thorough job, and their conclusions were very inconclusive. And at the end of it, they said more research is needed because they aren't able to verify that tasers actually reduce injuries to officers or actually reduce injuries to suspects. And it depends on whether you think 50,000 volts of electricity in somebody's body could be considered an injury. So really, the study was very inconclusive, so I don't know if one particular officer has a positive experience with tasers. That's not really everybody's experience. That's not what's going on out there. I thought it was really noteworthy that a representative of the BART police came to lend his and his department support for the use of tasers when we know that the officer Messerly, who killed Oscar Grant, he was trained so well that he couldn't tell his service gun from his taser. So it's kind of tragic comedy there to have BART supporting taser use by Berkeley police.
Yeah, it also seemed ironic that there was a Richmond police officer there, and the Richmond police made international headlines about a case in which an officer tased a black teenager in the testicle.
Yeah.
So what's the procedure going forward for the city of Berkeley to make this decision?
Well, as far as I can tell, there is no proposal before the council. They had asked for a report to be done, and the report was done. They received the results of that report, and now it's up to whether or not a council member is going to actually propose that tasers be acquired by the Berkeley Police Department. I think this is a really bad time for them to do that, because right now there's been some serious allegations of racial profiling. Recently, a few organizations, NAACP, Cop Watch, various groups got together and looked at the data and found that African Americans are 6 times as likely to get stopped in Berkeley. You know, they only represent less than 8% of the population, but they're 30-some percent of the stops.
Are you talking about traffic stops there?
I'm talking, and this is only traffic stops. The BPD did not release the pedestrian data, the non-traffic stops, which we suspect are even higher in their disparity. So Berkeley's got a racism problem here. And it would just be really incredible to think that any council member could consider moving a taser proposal forward when they have such a glaring problem with disparities. You know, they're claiming they don't have money for body cameras, so I can't imagine that they'd be able to find money for tasers. And if they do, what an incredible insult that would be to the people of Berkeley.
That was Berkeley Cop Watch co-founder Andrea Pritchett. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.